The moves Governor Jim Doyle and Democratic leaders announced would shave around $170 million off the shortfall for the budget that runs until the end of June. They'd get there by passing a hospital assessment, which is an accounting trick that brings in more federal dollars for most hospitals and more tax money for state government. They'd enact what's known as combined reporting, which makes it harder for businesses to use out-of-state subsidiaries to reduce their Wisconsin tax burden. And they'd pass a streamlined sales tax, which is designed to pull in sales tax dollars from online retailers the same way the state collects taxes from brick-and-mortar stores. That still leaves the state around $360 million short of filling the current budget hole, not to mention $5 billion short of fixing the next budget. The governor told reporters he'll take care of that when he delivers his full budget to the legislature on Tuesday.
You know, we aren't just facing a problem until June 30th. We're facing a big problem over the next 2.5 years. And frankly, this country's facing a problem for even a longer period than that. And in the budget that I introduce, we will take care of this year's problem, and it will be a budget that will lead us over the next 2 years as well.
Leaders also announced $125 million in cuts to be spread out over the next few years. Around $40 million of those would come right away. Democrats also announced they're getting a jump on some $300 million in roads projects that will be funded in a federal stimulus bill. The plans will start working their way through the legislature early next week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.